This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Linda Odenebo, a pediatrician at PriMed Physicians in Dayton, Ohio. Throughout the vaccine rollout, Dr. Odenebo and other Black colleagues have been actively working in the Black community in Dayton, specifically Dayton's Nigerian population, to increase vaccine confidence. And Dr. Odenebo, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me, Eric. I appreciate it.
Well, it is certainly our pleasure and honor to have you with us, and thanks for spending a moment with us. So, throughout the vaccine rollout, primary care physicians have been working hard to increase vaccine confidence, especially among people of color. Can you tell us about some of the concerns surrounding the COVID-19 vaccines that you have heard from patients? I'm sure that would be some really helpful information.
Well, first of all is, trust issue. A lot of the patients were a little suspicious about a vaccine that they saw as having been rolled out in record time. So the timing was a huge concern because you'll have patients ask, there are other viral illnesses. How come the vaccines are not out? And over such a short period of time, where we have this vaccine for COVID. So that was a big one. The second one was just misinformation. I mean, all you have to do is, get on the internet and you will you have a slew of things that are supposed to be side effects of the vaccine. Things that, sound outrageous to some of us, but really sound real to the patients there. So and then just fear, people were just, this is a new virus, just fear. Those were the big things in general. Then with regards to my patients of color, and the biggest thing, I mean, there's a long-standing history of trust issues between the Black community and the healthcare community, dating back to the days of the Tuskegee experiment, and more recently to evidence of racial bias in healthcare. The French Open is on right now. I saw Serena playing, and I recall what happened with her near-death experience when she had her baby Olympia, and ultimately felt that she was not listened to. And so, that will always be a concern for people of color. So those were the big things. And so we had to, target each one and see how we can help patients come to a place of renewed comfort with getting the vaccine.
Absolutely on that, and some great information and a big help on your feedback there. Now, I know that you and other Black physicians at PriMed did a lot of outreach work to increase vaccine confidence. What were some of the ways that you and your colleagues engaged with the community? Share some of those with us, if you would.
Well, we went to, when you want to reach people, you can reach them through people that they trust. And so we went through the churches. We formed a coalition with the Black faith leaders. We went to the barbers, the hairdressers. we left information at grocery stores. We had Zoom, multiple Zoom panels where we gave our presentations and then also gave us an opportunity to ask questions. And then really small settings, because sometimes people are just embarrassed to ask their questions in large setups. So we also had small groups where we'll just what's your fear, what's your question, and we'll answer those. And then obviously personal testimonials. I had my picture of me getting my vaccine out there, just to help, and so did a lot of our the Black healthcare providers and community leaders just took pictures of them getting their vaccines and putting it out there. Those were some of the things that we did.
Now, on another front, of all the phone calls and conversations that you have personally had with patients, is there one phone call that stuck out the most?
It will be, and that was a little more recent. It was actually one of my mothers, the mothers to one of my patients, was still contemplating whether or not to get the vaccine. And we had gone back and forth, oh, vaccines are safe, da-da-da. And then I said to her, so this is a vaccine, when it initially rolled out, the healthcare professionals were first in line to get this vaccine. Over 90% of the healthcare professionals have received this vaccine. Do you think that if this were a harmful vaccine, we will first eliminate the same people that are supposed to take care of you if you get sick? And that really kind of resonated with her. She did get the vaccine. So that's the one that sticks out most because that was a little bit more recent.
Really great to have you on to cover this topic. I'm sure it can apply to folks outside of Dayton as well. Today we're speaking with Dr. Linda Odenibo, a pediatrician at PriMed Physicians in Dayton, Ohio, and she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now tell us, what trends have you been seeing most recently with vaccine hesitancy?
Well, most recently, there has been some changes in the state of Ohio, and that has helped a lot. Our governor, Dr. DeWine, set up this, it's called Vax-a-Million. And that's where if you do get your vaccine, your name goes in, you can register to be part of a lottery where you can, for adults, win $1 million, and there will be 5 drawings. And if you're, under 18, you have the chance to get a full ride scholarship. And that has, I tell you, after that was announced, the next Monday, we couldn't keep up with phone calls about, people asking where can we go get vaccines, and it was just unbelievable. I think groceries too were, Kroger got into it too, with free groceries and also the chance to win millions of dollars. I think theirs is a total of 5 million too. Incentivizing, vaccine has really helped. I mean, who knew that money will go this far in changing people's opinion about what they think about the vaccine? But it has worked. And so moving forward, we're going to learn from this in future is to find ways to incentivize things like this. But that has been the latest trend. The vaccine hesitancy is down for us here in Ohio.
And that is quite interesting, the incentives to get people moving there, and I'm sure that would create a buzz for sure on that. Now, President Joe Biden recently announced his plan to get 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by July the 4th, which is just around the corner. Do you feel positive about reaching that goal?
Well, I'm an optimist, so I am hopeful that we will reach that goal. It's close, but 1 month is still quite some time. The vaccines are available, and so I'm very optimistic. I things you know, there's never a linear progression. You put in the work, and then down the line you get this burst. And we're hoping for that burst right now, where people go in and get their vaccine. And the racial gap in vaccination is closed. I mean, it looks much better right now than in data at the onset of you know, of the vaccine rollout. But we still have the percentage of white that have received at least one COVID vaccine is roughly about 1.5 times higher than the rate of black people. While, you know, our black leaders and community leaders and physicians have been instrumental in increasing the vaccine confidence, I still look forward to more initiatives where accessibility and vaccine equity will be at the forefront. You know, initiatives such as free childcare or even free transportation to vaccine sites, I think will make a huge difference.
Dr. Odenebo, really appreciate your time with us here today. Some really good information and most helpful in regards to the COVID-19 vaccination. Before you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to add as we conclude today?
Well, I want to encourage anybody out there that hasn't gotten his or her vaccine to make sure you get it before the end of this week.
And that is certainly a great challenge. I like it. Dr. Odenebo, where can listeners get more information on you as well as PrimeMed Physicians there in Dayton, Ohio? Where's the best place online to get further details?
Well, online, and also we have our PrimeMed Physician website. Also, the health department does have information on that too.
And speaking of that website is PrimeMedPhysicians.com. Dr. Odenebo, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Well, thank you so much, Eric. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Again, it certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Linda Odenebo, a pediatrician at PrimeMed Physicians in Dayton, Ohio, that has been working with other black colleagues within the black community in Dayton, specifically Dayton's Nigerian population, to increase vaccine confidence. And for further details on PrimeMed Physicians, they're in Dayton. Visit PrimeMedPhysicians.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.